It's continuing coverage of Hamps Dumont Cal Boys Wrestling with head coach Patrick Hansen following a split here with Webster City and Clarion Goldfield Dawes tonight. You defeat Webster City 50-20, but then come just a point short here against Clarion Goldfield Dawes 35-34. I think everyone kind of expected that second one here to be a close one coming in. Unfortunately, guys, just a point short here. Certainly, you know, a few different matches might have turned the table here in this one, but yeah, what can you say about this one with CGD?
Yeah, Mailer had Fex's phone on flat on his back and they didn't call it, but you know, hey, they're bought and paid for. You know, what do you say? They got two kids from Webster City that won. They had two kids from Forest City that won. You know, without them, this is a 50-point win. But, you know, they're here, so we got to wrestle them, and all our kids, I'm so proud of them. I'm proud of the effort. You know, we got good morals. We got good foundation. We'll wrestle these guys again in January, and we're ready. We're ready. You know, Mailer going up. I think that kid's ranked third at SEBA at 165. He's been down at 57. Tried to run from us, and we went up and major decisioned him. And, you know, I thought we could have got the fall maybe there too. You know, hey, what do? You just go bring it every day. And proud of our guys, proud of our school, sport, community, everything. So, yeah, some things I'd do differently maybe next time, but. Hey, it's early, right?
Definitely, yeah. And you had mentioned, like, last weekend at the Donnybrook tournament down in Iowa City as a learning experience, maybe kind of a somewhat of a learning experience here in this duel tonight with Clarion Goldfield Dawes too as well, right? Because, I mean, again, you turn a major decision or something into a fall. You'd mentioned that that Mailer match there at 132 as well was so close to being a win by fall for you guys as well. How do you maybe kind of take away some things from this and learn to finish some of these matches better where you could maybe rack up some more team points here and there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just got to finish that there. You know, Mailer had him flat, had him broken. And, I mean, kudos to Clarion. I mean, they're coached well. They are good wrestlers, you know, the recruits especially. But, you know, it's tough to beat them, especially in this town. You know, Clarion, they love wrestling here. And, you know, Team Valley, they brought it tonight. And, you know, next time we'll come and get them. I mean, Colin Bird could add a pin. Mm-hmm. You know, I think back to it, and we're going to move our weights around a little bit. We're going to be a little tougher after Christmas. You know, and it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I think last time I talked to you, I said we lost the first 100. Now we lost the second 100. And it's going to be what we do after this. We got Humboldt next week. I know they're resting out going to tonight. You know, if we can go get one of those, keep us in the dual ranking. It's about how good you are in January and February. This is another learning experience. Our kids are built by the fire, and we're going to keep throwing them into it.
You bet. And then how about that win over Webster City, 50-20, certainly a nice way to start the night off.
Yeah, you know, we really didn't wrestle the best in that. I mean, it's tough to say when you win 50-20, but, you know, Matt and Evans, that should have been flip-flop the other way around. But that's okay. You know, we're learning. We're going to get better. Matt and Emin Elling has came along so far. Like to be in that match right there and have on the leg about to finish the takedown right at the end. You know, and Webster City also great coach team. Drake Doolittle, state champion wrestling at North Carolina, or wrestling at Duke. You know, they're going to get better as the year goes on. Welcome to the NCC, man. You better have your hat on every day.
Let's see. A few other guys that racked up wins here tonight. Anyone else you kind of want to shout out here for their efforts tonight? I know Taylor Mailer had a pretty nice night here as well. Just, you know, throw a couple other names out there. Yeah. Charlie Showalter, you know.
Yeah, Charlie obviously is one of our leaders. Luke Showalter, that Hartwick kid's a two-time state qualifier. So, you know, for him to go out and beat that kid like that, I mean, manhandled him. You know, that's what we need. Our young guys are going to get better. We are going to be a different team come the end of January. We always are, and you know, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to get going. I wish we could wrestle right now again. I wish we could go wrestle right now again, that duel again. That'd be great, but obviously you can't do that.
You bet. Well, you'll have to wait a little less than 48 hours because you go to Emmitsburg this weekend. What's your outlook here for this one?
Yeah, we want to win that tournament. That's a goal. You know, it's a seeding tournament for us. Get up there, wrestle Spirit Lake, you know, Spencer, some schools up that way we never really see. To me, that tournament's kind of a breath of fresh air. Lake Mills is there again. I know we want that one bad back. You know, I think Will Vosberg's done making 120. He's had a heck of a time. And, you know, I asked him to do it tonight for the team, and he did it. And, you know, I think this is going to be it for him. Luke Showalter's going to eventually go down to 120, but not this weekend. So, you know. I'm ready. Hopefully the snow stays away. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been watching the weather on that one. But, you know, they got four mats, 16 teams. You know, it's just another grinder. Getting ready to wrestle five, six times. So, you know, looking forward to it. A little easier competition. So, something we could use right now.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the fans for coming out. You know, Always a rowdy crowd cheering and yelling, and you know, it makes for a great environment. And every place we go in the NCC is just a hammer. So, you know, I love it. There's nowhere else you'd rather be for wrestling.
All right, HD Cal Coach Patrick Hansen, thank you so much for the time here tonight.
Thanks, man.